Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. Didn't get to do it last week. The planet was on a quarantine or something. I don't know. Anyway. Joining me again from Planet Rick and Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy is Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening to you. And as always, it is truly an honor and a privilege to be on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Rick Hector, Planet Rick, we're having such a great day today, man. A great day to be alive. And we don't have any sunshine right here in Detroit, Michigan, but you know what? It's not snowing, so I'm good, man. How about you? How are you?
Well, we haven't had any sunshine here today either, but it's not snowing either, but it's not likely to snow either. How likely? At what point does it start snowing in Detroit?
Man, this is Michigan. Anything can happen. It's okay. The most magical place weather-wise,
meteorological.
But use it as an adverb, right?
Yeah,
man, that's a lot of syllables in there, man. But anyway.
Meteorological.
I'm with Bill Frady, Lock and Load, another great episode, Planet Rick, man. What's new in your world?
Not much.
Nothing much to report, huh?
I got my back being worked on. That's an ongoing thing. I'm trying to get back to where if I had to shoot and move,
right,
I could, and I'm working on that. And I know I'm not ever going to be able to move like I used to when I was a soldier,
man,
and that's okay too.
None of us are going to be able to move like we used to, man.
I know.
That's
sad, isn't it?
One of the side effects of longevity, man.
Yeah,
you get to watch your superpowers ebb and wane away, man, day by day.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure people are still talking about your big weekend that you trained nearly 2,000 people. And you have that. What did you have? You were under the weather last week. What was going on?
Man, I just had a low energy, man. I couldn't put my finger on it, man. But I just knew I needed to lay it down and give it some rest. And you know what? I have made what I believe to be a full recovery, and I'm feeling good, man, and been still active, and a couple of things I got going on locally. Got a concealed carry class coming up this upcoming Saturday.
Right.
And still doing media appearances and interviews about the big women's thing we had 3 weeks ago. Now we're retrained. You know, nearly 2,000 women how to load, operate, and discharge a 9mm semi-automatic pistol.
Yep.
I'm watching what folks are arguing about on the internet and social media, you know, and you laugh, man. It is such a joy to watch some of these conversations. And as you get more experienced and sophisticated, I just look, read, and scroll, man. Look, read, and scroll. It's so easy to just scroll on by. Instead of that song, that old song in the 70s, Walk On By, scroll on by.
Yeah.
We don't have to argue. I can just scroll.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not a, I have 3 Facebook pages. I wish I didn't have any Facebook pages because Facebook is getting nearly as toxic as.
Man, look, in 5 seconds, you can change that.
I know, I could delete them, all 3 of them.
Yes, and then all these people on Facebook will be walking around lost, looking for their favorite, you know, refuge from the madness that we call society today. They're like, oh my God, where can y'all get my fix of Bill Brady's Lock and Load, man? I mean, you can't do that to your fans.
Well, I don't. As far as the social media part, but the beauty of what I do, see, and I've had this discussion before. I used to have these arguments when social media, prior to the 2016 election, you know, social media was pretty even. You could have all the YouTube channels you want and talk whatever you wanted to on Facebook and do whatever you wanted to on Twitter. And then Trump got elected. And then I think all these social media companies said, did we allow that to happen? We can't do that again. So now, you know, they put the kibosh to a lot of things. But before they started doing that, everybody was like, you don't have any social media. How does anybody even know you're here?
Well, man, that's one of the questions. You know, if, you know, they talk about if a tree fell in the forest, and no one heard it. Did it really happen? Well, that's kind of like it is with social media, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I found out with social media. I'm going to tell you what I found out with social media. This is the thing about social media. So on my Facebook page and on my Instagram page, for the entire time I've had these, this has always been about what I do, about my show, about my sponsors, about my guests, right?
Okay.
That's all I've ever done. And I have gone through the... I've gone through all the processes and tried to organically over time build up a following and everything else, and I've gotten to right at 20. I just crested 28,000 followers on Facebook as an example.
Okay, congratulations, man.
It gets better. Hang on for me there.
I mean, you're no Corleone Noir, but you mean that's still decent.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was streaming the show. I was video streaming the show. And with 28,000 followers, I would get like 300 views.
Okay.
And very little engagement, very little post engagement. So then I just decided to see, okay. And I started putting up these memes, just, you know, if you can loot in person, you should be able to vote in person, that kind of thing.
Okay.
My post engagement went through the roof.
Oh, well, then you need to do some more of that, man.
Well, I have, but I mean, it's a number that is, you know, my post engagement now has been as high as 500,000.
Okay.
Which is pretty good, but at the same time, it has nothing to do with what I do. It only has to do with what I'm putting up there, the pictures, the easy thing to engage with. That's what it boils down to.
Man, let me tell you, sometimes simple is best.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much noise and clutter out there on the internet and cyberspace, man, Facebook, social media, that it's really hard to break through. Sometimes the best approach, I think, at least suggested by your statement just now, man, sometimes simple and quick is best. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is working out that way with me. But anyway, that's social media. We're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Hector, RickHector. I am legally armed in Detroit.com, Detroit CCW. I'm Detroit CCW on all social media such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. 2,000 plus videos on YouTube. You can't miss me. Just look.
There you go. Check him out on all of those things, especially YouTube. He's very prolific on the YouTubes.
You know what? I've been prolific because I've been consistent for a long time. That's the motto or the recipe for success. Just be consistent.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit as we stroll about here on Planet Rick. Anything in particular that you want to discuss, please, sir?
Yeah, but of course, man. I couldn't wait for the commercial to be over. Now, mind you, I truly enjoy some of the great services and products that are being highlighted for us during the informational sessions. But let me tell you, man, couldn't wait for the commercial break to be over because I'm going to give you a list of people. I want you to tell me what do they all have in common, right?
Okay.
Leonardo da Vinci, Albert Einstein, Napoleon Bonaparte, Aristotle, Joan of Arc, Winston Churchill, Julius Caesar, Ben Franklin, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Nelson Rockefeller, and Rick Ector. What do all of these people have in common?
You lost me when you threw... Where was it that you lost me?
Wait. You couldn't even come up with a guess, man. You're like, I quit. I give up.
Well, I mean, you know, some of these guys were artists. Some of these guys were inventors. Some of these guys were leaders, good or bad. I mean, there's a lot of things that they are, but they are all multifaceted people, I would imagine, just to be who they were, are, in some ways. Yeah. So I do not know the common denominator that you have.
Famous and multifaceted in common, huh?
Well, that and a few others, a few other things. So, I mean, I guess the thing is, where I'm missing this is because you have a lot more common sense than either Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. So that, I know that's not the common denominator.
Slavery will get you the keys to the kingdom, my friend.
So
everything.
So tell me what is the common denominator amongst these?
All of these people are left-handed, man. They're left-hand dominant. They are lefties. And now that we're on Bill Frady's lock and load, which is all things gun and gun rights, and I'm a firearms instructor, today's episode is it's tough to be a lefty, especially if you own or carry a gun, man. Being a left-handed person is tough. You left or right?
I'm right. See, my father's left-handed.
Only 10% of the world population is left-handed, man. And it's a right-handed world out there.
Yep.
If you are a person who owns a firearm and is thinking about using that firearm for personal protection, you're going to run into the right-handed miscentricity of the world, man. You know, if you're a left-handed person, family pressure, you know, they try to make you convert, you know, from the time that you can walk, you know, lack of proper desk in school. Have you ever tried to write left-handed on a right-handed desk, man?
No, I've never tried to write left-handed. My sister is left-handed, and I mean, the way she writes is like her hand is coming way up over the top, and she's actually writing at a downward angle.
Yeah. I actually write at like 180 degrees, man.
Yeah.
My wrist and forearm are like literally smearing the ink on the sheet of paper that I'm writing on. You know, and try to sit next to a right-handed person, man, at a table. I mean, you're basically jostling elbows at each other. And learning how to shoot a gun is one of those things, man. And not only shooting a gun, but some of the things that go along with gun and firearm operations. You know, just think of all the things that you have to do to operate a gun. For example, two things that jump right out at us, other than pulling the trigger and aiming, using your sights and all that, is actually manipulating the slide release button and the magazine release button.
Yes.
For most right-handed people, you just take it for granted that it's there and that it's built for a right-handed person, right?
Right.
Left-handed people, man, it is a problem. right? It is a problem. If you have the gun in your right hand and you're using your right thumb to try to hit the magazine release button, guess what? Depending on what gun you have, there is no magazine release button.
Well, that doesn't sound
release
very
lever,
much
man.
Yeah.
Your thumb is just reaching for nothing. So I took a look around in the world of firearms that are out there. I was looking for left-handed friendly firearms. That is, do they at least have the magazine released? Is it on the proper side of the gun for a lefty? Or is it at least swappable? And or does the slide release, is it in a place where a lefty can get to it, or is it built for an ambidextrous user, man? And you know what? My favorite gun in the whole wide world, a Glock 17, it is not a gun that is friendly for left-handed shooters, man.
Oh, but the Gen 5 is.
Oh, is it has ambidextrous
release?
Oh, Gen 5, huh?
Gen 5, yes, sir. The hard part right now is going to be finding one.
Oh, yeah. This is all theoretical, man. We can look at all the nice, pretty, you know.
Well, I mean, right now, nobody's got anything in stock. I mean, everybody's sold out. But
I probably won't be able to even look at one face-to-face for maybe, I don't know, another 5 or 6 months. When do you think I can get my hands on a Gen 5 Glock?
Possibly after the election, if we don't blow up between now and then. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you.
Rick Ector, legallyarmedindetroit.com, Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, 1,200-plus videos on YouTube, and guess what? I even have a professional-looking profile on LinkedIn.
Yes, you do. I you have mentioned that once or twice. I've actually gone and looked at that. Although, yeah, I do, but I mean, for what?
Network with people like me, man.
But I know you. I know all the important people. You've got so much in common.
There was a time when you didn't know me, though, right?
Yeah, but I fixed that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone.
President Trump's comments at the White House. The president is heading to Michigan for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies tonight. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats vote down what's called a skinny coronavirus relief package. Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill is woefully inadequate.
It does not help renters keep a roof over their heads or American families put food on the table. It shortchanges health care and education. It does not provide a dime to protect essential state and local services.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying there's a chance now nothing will get done before the election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown on the fires in her state that have ravaged at least three towns just south of Medford, Oregon. At least four people have died in Northern California from the fires. Thousands of people have been evacuated there as well. Oregon resident Tim Engelhart telling ABC News,
a friend of ours had a house here, a couple friends, and it's so destroyed I can't even find where it was. I can't even point it out.
A San Francisco salon owner is permanently closing her doors after a visit from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Salon owner Erica Kios saying she's too afraid to go back to work.
I'm actually afraid to go back just because of the messages and emails I've been getting.
During Pelosi's weekly press conference, no one asked her about the salon owner's comments. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Etter from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, all that other stuff. Planet Rick. Now, let me ask you a question, sir. Now, I know that not all guns have ambidextrous controls on them, and I get why they don't, because what was the percentage again? 10% of people are left-handed?
10% of the world public population is left-handed.
Right. Now, I don't actually use the slide release. Mag release I have to, but I don't use the slide release. I slingshot.
Okay.
And I slingshot it because I shoot a bunch of different guns.
Right. But so. When you're under stress, your hand probably is not going to get all of the circulation that it normally would because it's part of your extremities, right?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm going to
be able to do all that.
All that fine motor skill is going away, and I'm going to be down to gross motor skill.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I'm looking around, man, and I want to thank you for – I'm going to give you a hat tip for – telling me about the Gen 5 Glock that I probably won't be able to even look at maybe until next year, you know. But, yeah, man, I love Glock as a handgun. Just can't, give it my left-handed seal of approval. A couple of guns that are out there, man, that are ambidextrously designed, man, for not only the magazine release but the slide release. The Beretta APX Centurion H&K VP9 and the Honor Defense Subcontact. Haven't shot that one yet, but if I ever look for a subcontact, I will give them a look. There's a few other guns that are out there, and this is not an all-inclusive list, but they can be configured to be, you know, operated, you know, with the left hand. That would be the SWI Masada and the Walther PPQ. But this is not an all-exhaustive list. But if you're a left-handed person, man, and you're just really starting to get into guns, and there's a whole lot of new gun owners out there, granted, 10% is not a large fraction, man. But if you're a lefty, you know that it's the world revolves around right-handed people, man. And usually what happens is people like me, by virtue of being a firearms instructor, training, you know, 90% of my students are right-handed. Guess what? 15 years of being a firearms instructor, I'm going to be ambidextrous.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, that's just because you have to show them how to do certain things that you got to do right-handed, right?
And believe it or not, man, there's right-handed firearms instructors out there that can't shoot right, left-handed. They can't operate their gun left-handed. They tell their students, hey, watch me do with my right hand and just do it on your own with your left hand. Just figure it out while I watch you and hope you don't do something unsafe with the gun. And one of the things, like in the class I just taught a couple of weeks ago, I had a left-handed student with a right-handed gun, Glock 17, right? And so as you're trying to walk them through how to unload the gun, how to, you know, lock the slide open if it doesn't lock automatically, or how to take the magazine out and the magazine release button is on the wrong side. You know, I came up with this patented process. I'm going to document it with pictures one day. But imagine if you have the gun in your left hand, right? Finger off the trigger, point in a safe direction, and you lay the gun face down with the with your palm towards the actual surface of the tape, right? And then you just grab the gun by the butt and just rotate it 160 degrees, and then you can pick it up with your right hand and then safely, you know, operate the controls, push the mag button, and take the magazine out and check the chamber, make sure that it's clear and all that other stuff. I think that is a much better course of action for helping a newbie left-handed person who's using a right-handed gun to manipulate the gun after it's empty than to try to have them awkwardly operate the gun with their left hand and they're not really familiar with firearm operation. They don't have the motor skills and the muscle memory and all of that stuff to just do it intuitively without inadvertently putting their finger on the trigger.
Right.
Maybe I even do a video on YouTube about that. Yeah.
That could be number 2201.
And then I was thinking, you know what? Why not just skip that whole process, that whole video, and just tell people to buy left-handed guns or left-handed friendly guns? But then, of course, you're going to miss out on a whole plethora of guns. And now you're telling me that the new Glock Gen 5, you're telling me, is left-handed person friendly, is southpaw friendly.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. the thing, see, the CZ, the CZ P10 series, they have ambidextrous controls. I think the new M&P 2.0 series has ambidextrous controls on them. A lot of these guns are coming out with them because of more shooters coming on board and everything else. But, you know, knowing that right now, well, everybody's in this drought of available pistols. I know that doesn't do you very much good, but no, I wouldn't tell you something like that. But I would say with the latest gens on all of these, though, they address a whole bunch of issues. Like the Gen 5, see, with Gen 4 Glocks and behind that, 3-2-1, I always had to work those things over. I had to do a trigger, do the sights, stiffle the grip, something. And Gen 5 has really addressed a whole lot of issues.
Well, I'm going to take a look at that Gen 5, man. Maybe we can get Glock to be a sponsor of the show. But one thing that I'll tell you, is that when you look at how difficult it is to come across a left-handed gun, especially during these times, and the extra care that you will have to take that you don't accidentally or negligently discharge the gun because the gun was designed for a right-handed person, you know what? It's enough to make a left-handed person just say, forget it, and just convert and be a right-handed shooter.
Well, I guess you could do that, but I mean, most left-handed people, I think, are probably more adaptive than right-handed people. Because
you know,
they have to be.
There are a lot of things that left-handed people do that right-handed people just take for granted. But a right-handed person, man, they just completely awkward if they try to use their left hand. I think left-handed people just are forced by society to adapt, man.
I have found that when I go weak hand, I am steadier weak hand in a two-handed grip with a pistol than I am strong hand.
And you know the other thing about shooting a gun left-handed, man, is that you're more in harm's way, if you will, of catching brass going down your shirt and getting stuck in your clothing when you're shooting left-handed, because there's more of your body on that side of the gun that the ejection port is on. So, yeah, man, it's tough being a lefty and being a shooter and a gun owner, man. It's really tough. You know,
coming up on the break, tell everybody how to find you.
Rick Ector, RickEctor, legally armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all over the place. Just search for me.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Rick Hector from Legally Armed in Detroit on Planet Rick about the problems faced by the left-handed shooter.
Yeah, man, I would say offhand, if you are someone brand new to guns and you are left-handed, I would say get a left-handed firearms instructor. Now, it might be difficult to ascertain which of those firearms instructors are actually natively left-handed because by nature of their profession, by teaching right-handed shooters, at some point in time, they acquired the ability to manipulate a gun with their right hand as well as they can with their left hand, but at least with a native left-handed firearms instructor, he can actually show and tell and demonstrate with his left hand as opposed to demonstrating with the right hand and say, hey, do the same thing. Just use your opposite hand. Yeah. Get a left-handed firearms instructor. You know what? Many firearms instructors don't practice manipulating their gun with their left hand. Because why? Because they're right-handed and all of their students are right-handed.
Right.
So instructors sometimes just let their students struggle because they can't demonstrate it themselves. Most left-handed instructors can shoot from both sides. And as a matter of fact, I actually carry right-handed just to force myself to use my right hand. I know, it's really interesting. I have this thing where I definitely want to be as good with my right hand as I am with my left. But even I go to the gun range, and when I start shooting left-handed, everyone thinks I'm just showing off. And I'm like, no, I'm a left-handed person. And I shoot with my left hand way better than I do with my right hand. But my right hand gets a ton of practice because on average, 90% of my students are right-handed.
How easy is it to find left-handed holsters?
It's not that easy, man, but there are places that are out there. As a matter of fact, I was looking for some suppliers of left-handed holsters, and one company that's highly recommended, you should talk to them about your show, man. Alienware. They got some pretty cool looking home survivors.
They have sponsored the show before, but they ended it prematurely when they fired everybody that worked there. Set up the camp. They set me up. They set up the campaign with a certain crew, and they got rid of that crew, and they got rid of me. So.
Oh. Well, you know what? That's probably a sore spot. And
No. It's a business decision they made. No big deal. They make pretty good stuff.
I'm sure there's some other people that make left-handed holsters other than Alienware that would love to be a sponsor of Bill Frady's Lock and Load show, especially when Planet Rick touches down every Thursday evening at 7 p.m.
Wow, DeSantis does, and DeSantis sponsors the show. They do make holsters that are left-handed. And I mean, but the thing is, like, most people that are going to be new to buying guns, like there's 5 million or so new gun buyers out there, new gun owners, and mm-hmm. most of them are going to go to Walmart, or they're going to go maybe to Cabela's, or maybe they'll have a gun shop there. And they'll have all the Black Hawk holsters, and, if it's a gun shop, they may have some real holsters in there. But at the end of the day, most of them are going to be right-handed because they're not going to stock them.
Right-handed, 10% are going to be like lost and confused and don't know what to do.
Right,
they can't find left-handed gear. Nobody that can teach them is actually natively left-handed, and they're going to kind of be the oddballs, and they'll probably end up just trying to shoot right-handed anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not easy for lefties out there. As a matter of fact, just by virtue of being an instructor, I was forced to use my right hand because 90% of my students are right-handed. But I'll tell you, I like the idea of being able to do it with either hand, man, which is what I think every defensive shooter should aspire to. I know at some previous episode of Lock and Load, we talked about that here on Planet Rick, being able to shoot and operate your gun with either hand, and you know what?
Yeah.
That would best be facilitated with a left-handed friendly gun.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, I do try to shoot weak hand sometimes only because of certain things that might happen to my right hand. And there for a while, I was having a real issue with my right hand where I couldn't make a fist or anything, and it was really bothering me to grip a gun. And I was thinking I was about to have to change my orientation. But the other thing is that
I have for you, man. When you're putting rounds down range, I'm not going to even say half, man. Why not shoot a quarter of them, 25% down range left-handed?
Because when I do that, I ask myself why I'm not shooting left-handed, because I'm steadier left-handed. I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm steadier. I hit better. I don't know why. Probably because I've got a trunk over here full of right-handed holsters. It'd be economically disastrous for me to change that orientation. But I mean, there might be things that happen to my hand that would put that hand out of action to where I would need to go to the left hand. And I understand those. But like I hear some people get out there and talk about, well, if I get shot in the right arm, and I guess that might be a thing, but I would not. My thought has always been, if you get shot, you're probably going to go into shock. You won't be thinking about staying in the gunfight.
Probably.
You're probably going to be thinking about, just laying there and enjoying the shivers and the pain and all that other stuff that comes with it.
Probably, but you know what, man? Like a true Boy Scout, you're going to look at all the potential alternatives. Some of them are likely and some of them are about as likely as a snowball surviving a journey, into hell. But you know what? Practice and try them out anyway, man. Who knows what tip might be the one that makes the difference between you surviving a lethal force encounter and not, man. And I'll tell you, as a trainer, I'll tell you, there's never such a thing as too much training. Get it all, man. Get it all. Open carry, concealed carry. Left-handed, right-handed, two-handed. I mean, do it and learn it all, man.
That will be easier to do, I guess, when some of these ambidextrous guns come back on the market.
Oh, and ammunition. How's the ammunition supply down there, down where you at, man?
I have a source as long as it's only 9 millimeter.
There you go. There you go with this anonymous secret source that you're not going to share with me and your listening audience.
I'll share it with you later if you want me to. I just see, it comes down to this. Sometimes he's a source and sometimes he isn't. And it's all dependent on what he has coming in. And
okay.
You know, here lately, he has not been a source. I always announce him. He's a sponsor of the show. I always announce him.
He does both practice ammo and self-defense ammo, or is he more leaning towards just practice ammo?
Just practice ammo, because self-defense ammo, that's sort of hard to come by, too. But he has some of that as well, as long as you're not. It's sort of steep, like all things. But, I mean, he's not nearly as... he's not gouging as bad as anybody else is. As a matter of fact, he's not really gouging in certain cases, so...
But see, yes, that's the thing that worries me about the time that we're in now, man, because ammunition is so scarce.
You should go talk to Will Luker, because Will Luker has used him.
Okay. I see Will at the range, I swear, almost every weekend.
There you go. You just got ask him about the source that Frady hooked him up with, and he'll hook you up with him too. We're about to run out of time. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearm Academy. On most social media sites such as YouTube, you can look me up at Detroit CCW, over 2,000 videos, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, I'm there. And, of course, I'm here every Thursday, late afternoon, early evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
That was perfect. You got that perfect. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, man, always a pleasure.
We'll yes, sir.
Same bat channel next week.
You got it, Batman. Coming up next, for those of you who like to record what you do and consult what you, you know, consult your technique, we're going to talk to some guys that are going to help you do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.